This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A bipartisan commission's report on the July assassination attempt on former President Trump faults the Secret Service for both mistakes at the scene and deeper systemic issues. ABC contributor and former agent Donald Mihalik says the Secret Service is smaller, and that's forced personnel to work harder and longer than before.
And we can trace a lot of that back to post-9/11, where after 9/11, the Secret Service protection mandate doubled. But the funding and the personnel to address that doubling of a protective mission never actually followed for the Secret Service.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says they've already implemented changes to the Secret Service. Today, Vice President Kamala Harris has several campaign events in Wisconsin. No events for former President Trump, but he'll attend a dinner in New York. The Israeli military says it's investigating whether Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar was killed in IDF operations in Gaza. He's considered the October 7th mastermind. This is ABC.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin today for campaign stops in La Crosse, Milwaukee, and Green Bay. It's her sixth trip to Wisconsin since becoming the Democratic nominee. Republican Donald Trump was last in Wisconsin on October 6. He has no events scheduled in Wisconsin for now. People in Wisconsin are getting text messages with misinformation about how to vote. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says campaigns like these are frustrating.
If you're seeing questionable information, go to the official source, which is your local clerk, your county clerk, your state's election official, or you can go to myvote.wi.gov.
Messages aimed at college students warn of huge fines for voting irregularities, but advocates say the intent is to scare young people into not voting at all. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Two people were injured in a head-on crash earlier this week. Monday afternoon at 3:45, the Richland County Dispatch received a report of the crash at the intersection of U.S. Highway 14 and J Lane. The initial investigation revealed that Kai Wang, 56, of Lake Forest, Illinois, was traveling westbound on U.S. Highway 14 when he crossed the center line into the eastbound lane. Sabrina Ryder, 46, of Richland Center, was driving eastbound and spotted Wang's vehicle in her lane. Unfortunately, both drivers were unable to avoid the impending collision and crashed head-on. Sabrina Ryder required extrication from her vehicle by the Lone Rock Fire Department before being transported to Richland Hospital by Lone Rock EMS. Due to the severity of her injury, she was airlifted to UW Hospital via UW MedFlight for further treatment. Kai Wang was also transported to Richland Hospital for his injuries by Richland County Ambulance. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Packers with a new place kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers signed place kicker Brandon McManus after he was cleared by the NFL last week. Two flight attendants aboard a Jaguars team plane to London last year accused McManus of sexual assault. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says he trusts the league's findings.
Yeah, I think I'm, going through the details with them. And I'm not going to get into the details, but we felt very good about their investigation and what they got out of it to make us comfortable with this move.
McManus worked out with the team and says he's grateful to be back in the NFL.
It's been a difficult time these past couple months, and I'm happy that it's in the past now. I was hoping and working hard for another opportunity. I'm extremely grateful for the Green Bay Packers for giving me that next chance to come back out here and play the game I love.
NBA, the Bucks and the Mavericks tonight in Dallas in the final preseason game. Doc Rivers hoping his team improves on defense. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny and breezy today with a high in the low 60s this afternoon. Tonight it'll be clear with a low dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Vice President Kamala Harris.
I get it. The cost of rent, groceries, and utilities is too high. So here's what we're going to do about it. We will lower housing costs by building more homes and crack down on landlords who are charging too much. We will lower your food and grocery bills by going after price gougers who are keeping the cost of everyday goods too high.
Kamala Harris's economic plan is focused on lowering costs for families so you can keep more of your paycheck. That starts with the cost of housing. For first-time homebuyers, she's offering $25,000 in down payment assistance. To build wealth, her plan offers up to $50,000 in new startup tax deductions. This is exactly how we can build generational wealth and strengthen our community so we can get the chance to do more than just get by, but to get ahead.
You work hard for your paycheck. You should get to keep more of it. As president, I'll make that my top priority.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for President.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we make our popcorn pick of the week with the help of Eric Hulse of Colonel Popcorn in the Wisconsin Dells. And mafia expert Robert Dennis joins the show to talk mob movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us. Call or text. The number is the same. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a really great, fully packed show for you today.
All of our shows are packed.
They are pretty packed.
They're packed.
Luann Bird will be joining us at 10:33. She is running for the 61st Assembly District here in Wisconsin. Luann will be joining us at 10:33. Margie Lowe after 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. If you're a senior citizen and you are kind of tired of the way it seems like, oh, I don't know, our politicians are dodging us. You ever get that feeling? Or they don't want to talk to their constituents?
Yeah. Or if you're a senior living in a senior home, maybe they don't think you should vote at all.
Margie Lowe has organized a town hall meeting for tomorrow, particularly for senior citizens who have these same concerns. Yeah. She's going to be joining us live in studio at 11:06. Dr. Laura Hanks back after a couple of weeks for public service announcements. And, of course, we wrap up every show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today's the Trash Panda edition. Courtesy of someone who tagged me on my Twitter feed. It's a good one.
Okay.
And it's a warning.
Yeah.
It's a warning.
All right.
It's a warning for all of us. Don't forget that today is the deadline to vote to register to vote in Wisconsin online or by mail. Go to myvote.wi.gov. Myvote.wi.gov. Make sure you're registered. Get registered. Make a plan to cast your ballot November 5th. You can vote early now.
Yes, you can.
If you want to get it done early, go in and do it now. Do it today.
I think early voting starts today, but in-person absentee voting starts next week.
We will double check on that. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the latest constitutional amendments that you will see on the November 5th ballot. It's funny. It's like some people don't want certain people to vote. We'll be kicking that around in about 15 minutes. So stick around for that, especially if you're a college kid. This will be of particular interest to you, or if you have college age kids, stay tuned for that. I wanted to start off, though, after Monday night's, they're calling it dance party.
I mean, it was 40 minutes of dancing.
It was nuts. Donald Trump, Monday night at a rally in Pennsylvania, instead of taking questions, he acted like DJ. He was DJ.
Yeah.
And he stood there for 39 minutes, swaying and bopping, according to the Washington Post. Other outlets, yeah, the Wall Street Journal, I think, called it a dance party. No, that wasn't a dance party.
And yesterday, what was the improvised pivot?
It was the improvisational departure.
Yes.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around that one.
He danced for 39 minutes because he didn't want to take any questions.
And sometimes he just, it's, if you know someone who is undecided.
Yeah.
Look at this video. Seriously.
Yeah.
Look at this video and tell me if that is the person that you want representing our great country on the world stage. Another video that I highly encourage you to check out, which will be in our show notes after the show, is Donald Trump's appearance yesterday in Chicago.
Yeah.
The Chicago Economic Club. He's a great businessman.
Very successful.
Very, very successful businessman. He talks about it all the time. What a great, successful businessman he has been. In the course of the conversation, he also insulted auto workers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Calvin, let's play clip number one, please.
United States, and they have a little bit, but you know what they really are? Assembly, like in South Carolina. But they build everything in Germany, and then they assemble it here. They get away with murder because they say, oh, yes, we're building cars. They don't build cars. They take them out of a box, and they assemble them. We could have our child do it.
Hear that? Hear that, auto workers? It's you're playing.
So don't be embarrassed if people walk up to you and say, come with us. We're going to have to talk to you right now. America will not stand for that. And that could be his permanent demise because technically, according to the Constitution, he's illegal to run for office.
Because he's a felon.
No, it's not against the Constitution to run.
You can't be. You can be a felon and run for president.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great!
Yeah, I think Bill was referring to the amendment that was written at the Civil War that stopped people from
halting the count,
or no, from committing insurrection.
Could bring in other people, so he wouldn't have to pay overtime.
No tax on overtime, people, because there will be no overtime, people.
855-752-4842 If you would like to join us, Bill from Oconomowoc on the line. Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Oh, great. Say, by the way, this is for Saturday Night Live. I hope they bring back Lawrence Welk, but instead of Lawrence Welk, it'll be Donald Trump. And start the bubble machine. Let him start directing the music. I think Saturday Night Live, just they might just be rolling over right now with the writers. I bet that's just too much fun of a job to have right now. And Jimmy Kimmel, oh, my gosh. I mean, is Trump going to just keep giving us so much? But here's reality, guys. On November 5th or whatever the exact date of polling is, let's make sure the proper authorities keep an eye on Donald and Shady Vance because they'll probably declare victory around 11 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Have it or not.
Oh, for sure. We talked about it, Bill, a little bit yesterday with our colleague Todd Alba. And yes, they're absolutely going to declare victory before all the votes have been counted. And they'll call for stop the count, which is what they did 4 years ago. That's not a thing. You don't just stop the count when you're ahead. No, we actually, every American's ballot actually gets counted. That's kind of the way it works.
Whether you like it or not, Donald. And, oh, go on.
And Bill, I think you're right as far as the amount of material that Donald Trump provides for comedians. But as you said, that's a very serious thing, and that's why I want people to see this. I want you to go and Google his dance party from Monday night and then look at his appearance yesterday at the Chicago Economic Forum. It was unhinged. He is not well. We've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now. I genuinely believe that Donald Trump is not well. What about you, Bill?
Well, absolutely he's not well, but here's what he and Vance have to realize. If you're going to declare victory before it's over, you're going to be dealt with immediately. Immediately. So don't be embarrassed if people walk up to you and say, come with us. We're going to have to talk to you right now. America will not stand for that. And that could be his permanent demise because technically, according to the Constitution, he's illegal to run for office.
Because he's a felon.
No, it's not against the Constitution to run.
You can be a felon and run for president?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
Yeah, he's a felon. Bill was referring to the amendment that was written at the Civil War that stopped people from
halting the count?
Or no, from committing insurrection.
Yeah. Yeah. And that doesn't even really solve January 6th, but they're gonna claim victory at 8:01 on the West Coast. And the thing for me personally is that we have courts in place. And yes, some of those judges have been appointed by Trump, but we've seen Trump appointed judges stand up for the law and for democracy.
True.
In Georgia, we saw a major decision come down yesterday to protect and expedite the voting process. I'm not saying Kamala's going to win for sure, but what I'm saying is that, you know, the junk they pulled back in 2020 at 2:30 in the morning saying we're going to call the Supreme Court to stop the counting. They're going to do that. But we won't. They can say it all they want, but that will not happen.
Thank you, Bill. Really appreciate it. Always appreciate you checking in. We are talking about Donald Trump yesterday appearing at the Chicago Economic Club of Chicago. He was being interviewed by the editor-in-chief of Bloomberg News. Just a liberal rag, the Bloomberg News.
Oh, my gosh. Just nothing but commie trash.
John Micklethwaite. And Donald Trump essentially believes that he should be controlling the Fed.
Yeah.
He should be the head of the Fed. Calvin, play clip number three, please.
I think that if you're a very good president with good sense, you should be able to at least talk to him. I don't say make the decision at all, but I've been a very successful businessman. I've done really good.
He bankrupted casinos, my friends. Just think about that for 1 second. Have you heard the phrase, the house always wins?
Well, when your dad walks in and buys a bunch of chips, they do.
He bankrupted casinos,
yeah.
Which you almost have to try to lose money when you run a casino.
Yeah.
That takes some
is news from the Center, WRCE.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Jane says,
good morning, welcome, welcome to Matt Mayer on Air, slightly delayed. Coming to you from our makeshift studio in downtown Waukesha, Jane Matinier, Greg Mach, and we have Sam Davison on the board. Calvin taking a few very well-deserved days off. Just had a couple technical glitches before we got rolling here, but we are back, and we have a big jam-packed show coming for you today. It is only 19 days to the election, so that is going to be a big topic this morning. Coming up at 10:33, right after the 10:30 news, President of the Human Rights Campaign, Kelly Robinson, is going to be joining us to talk about what they see are the dangers of a second Trump administration. Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot at 11:20. Before that, Molly Reinman is a reporter with the Wisconsin State Journal, and she talks to folks in a county in Wisconsin that has been pretty accurate with predicting who is elected president. Of course, every other Thursday at this time, 11:33, Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe will be here to talk all things sports. I'm sure the Packers will come up. And we'll wrap up the show at 11:51 with This Shouldn't Be a Thing holiday edition. If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S at civicmedia.us. If you're watching on the live stream, I feel like I'm broadcasting from Pick and Save. It's so bright in here. Can we get one of those Carrie Lake filters where she always looks like she's in heaven and she's kind of fuzzy and it's this nice floaty thing? We'll work on that.
Well, Jane, if you do that, then you will endorse former President Trump and all of his policies. That's what happens when you get that glow.
Oh, is that what happens?
Makes your brain go pudding-like.
That's good to know. We're not going to have time for everything that we wanted to do starting off on the show, but in case you missed it, Kamala Harris was on Fox News yesterday. Yes, she went on Fox News. And Donald Trump went to a town hall that was essentially full of his female supporters and former Republican female candidates, where he got a whole bunch of softball questions. He actually did do a town hall with Univision that had more direct questions. And there are some interesting clips that I would like you to hear. Sam, play Trump Univision, his question about January 6th, please.
I am a Republican, no longer registered, though. I want to give you the opportunity to try to win back my vote. Okay. Your, action and maybe inaction during your presidency and the last few years was a little disturbing to me. You know, what happened during January 6th and the fact that you waited so long to take action while your supporters were attacking the Capitol. Coronavirus, I thought the public was misled during coronavirus, and that many more lives could have been saved if we would have been informed better. And also people in your administration who don't support you. I'm curious how people so close to you and your administration no longer want to support you, so why would I want to support you? If you would answer these questions for me, I would really appreciate it and give you the opportunity. There's, you know, your own vice president doesn't want to support you now.
Thank you, Ramiro. So the people that don't support a very small portion, we have a tremendous, about 97% of the people in the administration support me. But because it's me, somebody doesn't support, they get a little publicity. The vice president, I disagree with him on what he did. I totally disagreed with him on what he did. Very importantly, you had hundreds of thousands of people come to Washington. They didn't come because of me. They came because of the election. They thought the election was a rigged election, and that's why they came. Some of those people went down to the Capitol. I said, peacefully and patriotically, nothing done wrong at all, nothing done wrong. And action was taken, strong action. Ashley Babbitt was killed. Nobody was killed. There were no guns down there. We didn't have guns.
Guns.
The others had guns, but we didn't have guns. And when I say we, these are people that walked down. This was a tiny percentage of the overall, which nobody sees and nobody shows. But that was a day of love.
A day of love. January 6th, the attack on our Capitol, where 140 Capitol police officers suffered various injuries, two very, very serious injuries. And it was a day of love. And if you could have seen the man who asked this question when Trump responded with that, that's already become a meme.
Yeah. And just want to let you know, folks, that clip you're listening to, there will be a full version. We had to clip it down because of the time constraints. Nothing of context or the
important
stuff is there.
We didn't clip out anything critical. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. But they will be available in our show notes today, so you can hear the whole thing. So, when he says he didn't agree with what Mike Pence did, that what Mike Pence did was upholding his end of the bargain as far as his job. He couldn't turn the election over if he wanted to.
That's not within the powers of the vice president. It's not. It is not a thing.
No.
He can't do that. He cannot do that. We have a couple of other clips, unfortunately, we're not going to have time to get to before we go to the bottom of the hour news. We will do a little more of a recap tomorrow because I think it's important that folks understand Donald Trump, and I'm just going to encapsulate this quickly with the time we have left. Donald Trump was asked at that Univision town hall by a very nice gentleman about his continuing to slur Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, saying that they're eating pets. And Donald Trump doubled down and essentially said that I'm just saying what was reported.
Yeah. I'll include that as well. I'll include all the clips we wanted to use today so you can see what we were talking about.
It's important that you hear that and understand what that. So he just repeats whatever he hears.
Yeah.
He repeats whatever he reads. He doesn't vet it. He doesn't source it. He doesn't follow up to see if it's true. The man is a human parrot.
Yeah.
And all he does is repeat things that he hears.
And once he's told he's wrong, he doesn't stop.
No, that's not enough because he's made up his mind. And again, you just keep telling the lie until it becomes acceptable. All right, we have news on the way next. And when we return, we're going to come back with Kelly Robinson, the president of the Human Rights Campaign. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
No more, Mr. Nice Guy.
From the center, WRCE. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 24 Wisconsin high schools are getting new AEDs. Sudden cardiac arrest is a leading cause of death among young athletes. The WIAA is working with the National Federation of State High School Associations Foundation on the effort. AEDs can greatly increase the chances of survival when they're used right away. Wisconsin's haunted house attractions offer a wide variety of thrills in the second half of October. State Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers says a popular family-friendly draw is Jack-O-Lantern Nights at the zoo in Racine.
It's more than 1,000 jack-o'-lanterns. They light up the night through the end of October, and they're intricately carved into cats and scarecrows and other Halloween shapes, and then they line the pathways and just dazzle the visitors.
There's more at travelwisconsin.com. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds trappers to prepare for the opening of many fur bearer trapping seasons across the state. Wisconsin is home to many fur bearer species, and the state's highly regulated trapping seasons play an important role in the DNR's efforts to sustainably manage those populations. The first trapping seasons of the fall open Saturday. Additional seasons for other species and zones will continue to open throughout the fall. Trappers are encouraged to double-check season dates, trapping regulations, and ensure they have all required licenses before heading out. During these periods, other outdoor enthusiasts should be aware that traps may be present on public lands. To minimize the chance of encountering a trap, you should stay on designated trails and keep pets leashed. As a reminder, trapping seasons in a particular zone may close before the listed closing date at the harvest quota for a specific species is reached. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, if you haven't had enough of the Monster series and the Menendez brothers on Netflix, you might be interested in what's on tap for season 3, especially since it has a Wisconsin connection. Sons of Anarchy's Charlie Hunnam will play Ed Gein. The show has just added a few season pros to surround Hunnam in Laurie Metcalf, Tom Hollander, and Olivia Williams. Metcalf will play the mother of Ed Gein, Hollander will play Alfred Hitchcock, and Olivia Williams will play Hitchcock's wife, Alma. Sounds whimsical. Dog and superhero lovers, have I got a film for you. Variety reports that Crypto the Superdog, Superman's companion, will have a role in James Gunn's upcoming Superman film. Gunn announced the newest cast member on social media since October is Adopt a Shelter Dog Month. In case you were wondering, yes, Crypto is also from the planet Krypton, Superman's home planet. The director says Crypto was inspired by his own dog, who reportedly is a very good boy, but a terrible actor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Abundant sunshine today with feisty winds, whipping out of the south and gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Pairing that with the drought conditions, there's a high fire danger. Avoid burning. But those winds will shove us to highs in the upper 60s today and the low 70s tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 45.
Standing up for everyday Americans is at the very foundation of who Kamala Harris is. Raised in a middle-class home by a working mother who instilled in her a passion for justice and equality. That's why when Kamala Harris became district attorney, she stood up for our kids, keeping them safe by prosecuting sex offenders. She also pioneered a program to give nonviolent drug offenders a second chance. As president, Kamala Harris will continue the fight for everyday Americans. She's already lowered the cost of your health insurance and medications. Insulin is now capped at $35 for seniors. But there's more to do, because mortgages, rents, groceries, and utility bills are still too high. Harris's plan to fix it? Build more homes to lower prices and make the wealthy and billionaires pay their fair share so we get a break. All her life, Kamala Harris has been standing up for us. And she doesn't plan to stop anytime soon.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for President.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll break down Vice President Harris's interview with Fox News and a what's worse. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome. welcome to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, Sam Davison in for Calvinator, who is taking a few very well-deserved days off. Thank you so much for joining us. You can always join the show. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment if you're watching on a live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Just a reminder, tomorrow night will be the one and only debate between U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger Eric Hovde. That is happening tomorrow night. You can catch our coverage starting tomorrow at 6:50 with our civic media news and political teams. The debate itself starts at 7, and then afterwards we'll have analysis again from our wonderful civic media news team. That debate between Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde, our coverage starts tomorrow night at 6:50. Very excited to have our next guest join us. She is the president of the Human Rights Campaign. Kelly Robinson is here. Good morning, Kelly. Thank you for being here.
So happy to be here. Thanks, Jane.
Absolutely. Well, let's start with the concerns of the HRC. Should Donald Trump be elected to a second term? What are your biggest considerations?
Sure. Well, we are the largest LGBTQ civil rights organization in the country. And I was actually just in Racine, Wisconsin this past week talking to supporters. And when you think about this election, it's not just about sets of candidates. It's really about two fundamentally different visions for our country, a vision where LGBTQ plus people are seen as human, or one where we are not, a vision where our rights are able to expand and increase, or one where you see more things happening like Roe v. Wade getting overturned by the Supreme Court, happening to things like the Obergefell decision. This is really serious, what's at stake for us. And as I travel the country, particularly when I'm in the Midwest and in Wisconsin, people are really clear about the stakes, because at the end of the day, it's our families that are standing in the crosshairs of this election. And I think that's also what's motivating people to turn out.
Kelly, for people who aren't familiar, explain the Obergefell decision and the discussion around that.
Yeah, and people should know this. So when Roe v. Wade was overturned in 2022, Clarence Thomas wrote a concurrence. And in that concurrence, he said that next the court should revisit landmark decisions like Obergefell, Windsor, and Lawrence. These are cases that have fundamentally established rights for LGBTQ plus people in this country. Obergefell was decided in 2014 that made marriage equality the law of the land. Lawrence decriminalized same-sex relationships in this country. These are really pivotal pieces of legislation. So, you know, I really think that for anybody listening, this is the first time that we've had a Supreme Court that's been in the business of taking away rights and not expanding them. Whoever we elect to president in this next election cycle, the Supreme Court is on the ballot. This person might get to appoint two or three more judges to the bench. That could fundamentally change what our rights look like in this country for generations to come.
And I don't think that that was the vision of the founding fathers, to have one political party be stacking the Supreme Court for the next 40 to 50 years. If it hadn't been for Mitch McConnell preventing President Obama from making an appointment to the court, there was all kinds of stuff going on that should not have happened. And you're right. If Donald Trump gets elected to his second term, he could replace Clarence Thomas, and Sam Alito could decide to retire, and Donald Trump can appoint two more extreme 40-year-olds who are going to be there forever.
Yeah, Jane, you are preaching today, because look, when we talk about this election, it's really the fundamental pillars of our democracy that are at stake. And I think that that should matter for any of us, especially those of us that haven't always had full rights in this country, right? This is going to be pivotal. You know, you have Donald Trump saying, he said this the other day, that he would use his powers as president to go after his political opponents, that he would turn the U.S. military on United States citizens. He's even said out loud that, don't worry, if you elect him, it'll be the last election you ever have to worry about. We have to take him at his word. These are real threats to the fundamental principles of democracy, to the ability of all of us to have our voices heard. This is really an urgent time where, regardless of what party you follow or feel affiliation with, this is a moment to show up for our country and for our democracy.
Kelly, one of the things that I find so very troubling, Donald Trump just spoke in Detroit at an economic forum, or maybe it was the one in Chicago that he was at. And a reporter asked some of the attendees,
whether or not they believe the things that he says. Because among the other things that you listed, Trump has also said that he will go after journalists. And he wants to be able to pull the broadcasting licenses of any broadcasting company that isn't nice enough to him or criticizes him. And so many of these attendees say, he doesn't mean that. He's not really going to do that. I'm amazed that they are willing to support a man who they believe does not tell the truth. Why would you support him on anything then?
It's scary. And I think that he's shown that he means what he says. You know, I remember back in 2016 when he was elected, I was actually working at Planned Parenthood then. I spent about 13 years running the political operation for Planned Parenthood. And I remember that when he got into office, people said, no. He'll never do work to overturn Roe v. Wade. He would never do that. He's just talking to get elected. But guess where we are today? So anyone that thinks that you shouldn't believe what's coming out of his mouth, just talk to all the women that are trying to get abortion access right now. Talk to the trans folks who are threatened to be kicked out of the military. Talk to people who have talk to the people in Springfield, Ohio, who are now having so many threats and bomb threats in their schools because of the lies he said out loud. This is a moment where we have to take him at his word and understand how urgent and serious these threats are.
And it's interesting that you said that right before you joined us. We were talking about his Univision town hall yesterday, where that man asked him about why are you putting these people, you know, these Haitians in Springfield at risk? And Donald Trump essentially said, well, I saw it reported. So again, we're going to give the nuclear codes to the man who just repeats what he hears and things that he sees without vetting or investigating or making sure the information is actually accurate. That should terrify everyone.
Absolutely. And look, Americans deserve better than that, right? And I think that what we're seeing when I talk to voters is they see through this. They don't want somebody that has concepts of a plan. They want somebody that has an actual plan to help us in our lives, because people are experiencing some real stuff. I mean, surviving in this economy is hard. Trying to buy your first home is hard. Sending your kid to school has a level of anxiety because you don't know if they're going to make it home again. We need real leadership right now. And that's why I'm confident that in this election, people are going to turn out because they know what's at stake.
If you're just joining us, Kelly Robinson is our guest. She's the president of the Human Rights Campaign, a very big advocate on behalf of our LGBTQ plus citizens. Greg, you had a question.
I want to go back to something we were talking about with regard to revisiting older decisions, as well as what Dobbs did. And when one of the things that you noticed, the people who were pro Dobbs were saying, don't worry, it sends it back to the states. It's about states' rights, states' rights, states. That's all they want to talk about. But I think in today's day and age, it's important to realize that it's for the federal government to be in control of certain things, and things like access to health care, being able to love who you want to love, live with who you want to live with, marry who you want to marry, is not something that makes us sit better when we say, oh, it just the states will decide, because we know what the states are going to decide in certain areas of the country. I don't want to stereotype, but they've let us know through their legislation. What do you say to people who, Kelly, who say, well, it's about a states' rights thing?
You know, I think that there are certain inalienable rights that we all deserve as Americans, right? We all deserve to have our full humanity, no matter what state it is that you live in. So that's one. And then two, they're lying. I mean, just look at Project 2025. They are calling for a national abortion ban as part of that, right? Yeah. So this, what they're saying here is just, you know, I always say this, if Donald Trump's lips are moving, he is lying, right? He's not being truthful with the American people. So we have to make sure that we really do take, again, them at their word. What they wrote in Project 2025, it's not a wish list. It is a plan that they intend to implement if they take power again.
And for folks who have friends or family members within the LGBTQ plus community, like you said, Kelly, take this to heart. And the other thing, since we're going to talk about states' rights and going back to states' rights, so if Indiana makes gay marriage illegal, then a couple from Wisconsin where it's legal can get arrested if they go to Indiana because they're breaking the law because they're married. I mean, these are the kinds of implications that we haven't even looked at yet. They already want to stop women from crossing state lines to get health care.
Yeah. And, you know, it really is an interconnected attack. One thing I will say, having the Respect for Marriage Act as a law of the land is helpful, right? So you still have this federal protection in place so that if you are married in Wisconsin through federal law, it has to be respected no matter what state that you're in. But that's only federal benefits. That doesn't count in terms of state benefits and practices. But the other thing that I just want to pull the thread across is don't think that they're coming for one of us. They are coming for every single one of us all at the same time. The same people that paid for the case that went before the Supreme Court, the Dobbs case that overturned Roe v. Wade, the Alliance Defending Freedom, they were the same group that paid for the 303 Creative decision to also go before the Supreme Court. That was a case that was decided in 2023 that created a legal loophole for discrimination against the LGBTQ plus community. So follow the money, follow the people, look at Project 2025. This is an interconnected network of people who have one goal, to consolidate power in this country for the few and to roll back the rights that we've gained, not over the last 4 years or 40 years, but truly over the last 400.
One of the things we talk about on the show a lot, Kelly, is the fact that when we have callers who call and say that, you know, they love Donald Trump and they're MAGA strong and all those things. And one of the things I remember, especially in situations like this with regard to Project 2025, is that's fine. You support him now, but he changes the goalposts every time. And when will you not be enough? When will you not be enough of a supporter for Donald Trump? Because it'll happen. Everybody he brought into his first cabinet were the best people ever. And now they're all losers because they don't support him. And his followers think they're losers because he said so. So, yeah, you can support him now. And you might think what's coming out of the Supreme Court is great. But it might hit a point where they're like, well, maybe not everyone should have guns. Because that's dangerous, isn't it? So that's something we always talk about. And that's what I'm hearing from you, Kelly, is that, you know, look at where the money is and look who's doing the work. They're consolidating power. And that power doesn't always include individuals like us.
Absolutely. And I mean, look, anytime I apply for a job, I always have to do a reference check where they want to know the, you know, how it was from the people that work closest to me. Let me tell you, if Donald Trump had to apply for this job as president the way that we do, he would not get it. Can you imagine the reference check Mike Pence would give him? Can you imagine? I mean, no former president has endorsed him to be president of the United States again. His heads of security and defense have called him a threat to the nation. I mean, look at the people who are closest around him and what they are saying about him. Look, again, I don't care what your party ideology is. Right now, there's something bigger that's at stake. Our humanity is on the line. Our nation is on the line. The democracy that so many generations have fought for is on the line right now. There's something urgent and patriotic for us all to do to make sure that our kids, right, and our kids' kids actually have a chance at experiencing this great democracy that we've been a part of. But that decision is in front of us right now.
And I don't think, Greg and Kelly, that we can hit this enough, that Project 2025 will affect you, even if today you consider yourself the perfect Christian, the perfect whatever, the perfect straight person. There will come a time where they're going to continue to whittle down and whittle down and whittle down, and eventually your flavor of Christianity is not going to be Christian enough. Those are the kinds of things I think that are implicit within that document.
I think that's exactly right. And that's the fear, right? And I think that this is also an opportunity. And the thing that I see happening, and I saw Kamala Harris traveling. She was, you know, in the birthplace of the Republican Party, right?
She was on Ripon,
Wisconsin.
Yeah, she was on Call Her Daddy. I mean, she is really building a coalition of people that I think understand that. So as, you know, terrified as I am about what could be on November 6th, I think the thing that gives me hope is I believe that there are more people, more good people that care about the wellness of our country, that believe that our fates are intertwined, than there are that aren't. And what they are fighting against, what Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are so afraid of, is a future that has already arrived. We are a more diverse nation than we've ever been before. We're more out and queer nation than we've ever been before. And that is a strength of this country and not a deficit. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz lean into that. And I think people understand that there's something hopeful that can be on the other side.
And the food in our country is better than it has ever been before because of all the diversity. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Kelly Robinson is our guest, the president of the Human Rights Campaign. We're going to take a short break. We will be right back. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast and global Civic Media Radio Network.
Whoa, 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 whoa. We're right here. We're free here.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Vice President Kamala Harris.
I get it. The cost of rent, groceries, and utilities is too high. So here's what we're going to do about it. We will lower housing costs by building more homes and crack down on landlords who are charging too much. We will lower your food and grocery bills by going after price gougers. We're keeping the cost of everyday goods too high.
Kamala Harris's economic plan is focused on lowering costs for families so you can keep more of your paycheck. That starts with the cost of housing. For first-time homebuyers, she's offering $25,000 in down payment assistance. To build wealth, her plan offers up to $50,000 in new startup tax deductions. This is exactly how we can build generational wealth and strengthen our community so we can get the chance to do more than just get by, but to get ahead.
You work hard for your paycheck. You should get to keep more of it. As president, I'll make that my top priority.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for President.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers are back on the road to face Northwestern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 107.7 FM, 1450 AM, WRCE.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Fall is here, hear the yell, back to school, ring the bell, brand new shoes, walking blues, climb the fence, books and pens, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bock, Sam Davison in for the Calvinator. I didn't realize Calvin was actually allowed to take days off, but he's taking a couple.
I didn't approve it.
I know. He's taking a couple very well-deserved days off, so Sam is filling in with us for a little bit. An hour from now, we're going to wrap up the show as we usually do with our segment called This Shouldn't Be a Thing. If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it in to Greg and me. At Jane Says at civicmedia.us, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Today's This Shouldn't Be a Thing from the, holiday decoration edition, so stick around for that. Kelly Robinson is our guest. She's the president of the Human Rights Campaign, a big supporter of the LGBTQ plus community, talking about heading into November, what, 19 days? It's 19 days before we go to vote. And, Greg, we had a question about California guys' concerns.
Yes. In recent times, there was an article that was written where Eric Hovde, California landowner and guy running for Senate here in Wisconsin, was talking about trans kids, specifically their high suicide rates and the fact that he believes that, you know, this is the highest suicide rates in the country, which isn't exactly true, but that they do need support. But his belief is that it's not because of family life or school life or anything. He believes that they are doing that because of regrets of being trans. And I've never wanted to throw my computer out of the window more than my life, and I wanted to talk to you, Kelly, about that. It's the fact that, he's wrong, and anyone who knows anything about the trans community knows he's wrong, and two, he's speaking about children in such a way that is not showing concern but using them as a weapon to scare people. And, I mean, that is unconscionable, and I wanted to talk to you about that, Kelly.
I think it's sad. I mean, you were talking about the things that shouldn't be a thing section. This should be in that, right? I mean, you have adults. Eric Hovde is an adult that is using his platform to pick on children for political gain. That is not right. Not only is it not effective politically, but it's also just not right to do. Now, on the political front, we've seen these ads run nearly every political cycle at the end in the final few weeks when you've got extreme candidates that don't have plans to offer to their voters. They try to peddle in chaos and fear, right? And usually targeting communities that people don't know a lot about. But what we know is that it doesn't work. They tried this in Kentucky in 2023 against now sitting Governor Andy Beshear, and he handily won. They tried this against voters in Ohio when they were trying to enshrine abortion rights into law. Opponents were running anti-trans tax, trans attacks, and they failed, right? Abortion is now in that state's constitution. So we know that this doesn't work. What it is a distraction so that we're talking about this and not talking about the policies he doesn't have to support the people of Wisconsin. But what I do, while I'm not concerned about the efficacy on voters, what I am concerned about is every kid and every family that's hearing this stuff, right? Because we know that our trans kids are bullied and harassed more than other kids at school. We know that people have such barriers to getting access to the care that they need, to the mental health care that they need. We know that parents are being harassed by sometimes their neighbors when they're just trying to give their kid the best chance at affirming their identity and raising them so that they can be proud of who they are. This is a time where we need leaders that aren't going to attack children, but instead have a plan for all families to make sure that we're better off.
And Kelly, you make a very good point. There's a Gallup poll about what issues voters are concerned about. The economy is number one. Democracy in the U.S. is number two. Supreme Court justice candidates' potentials as number three. Immigration, all of these come much higher. In the list of 22 possible issues, the dead last issue is transgender rights. And you're right, they're trying to make this more of a thing than it is.
Absolutely. And it's because they don't have a plan. So we need to be able to see through this. And we also need to affirm for our trans kids, for parents that are raising trans kids, that our community stands with them, right, at a time that's really hard and difficult. And I think that what you have in Tammy Baldwin is that champion. I mean, she's been fighting for the Equality Act. She was the one that led the effort to get the Respect for Marriage Act to be federal law, protecting marriage equality in this country after the overturn of Roe v. Wade. She has been a real champion, not just for our community, but really for all families. That's what we want in leadership.
We have 19 days left, Kelly. What should we be doing? What can we
do? Voting.
Oh, really? Okay, hold on. Check. Voting. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, just a reminder, you know.
But we've suggested, you know, make a day of it. Get girlfriends together and carpool together and go vote and then go to brunch or go get your nails done or go do make it an event. It is an event. This is the most important thing we get to do in our democracy is cast a ballot.
Absolutely. And I keep reminding folks that November 5th is the last day of the election, not the first. Every day until we get there is going to be election day. We should be talking to people about the issues that we care about. We should be asking our friends and family, hey, what's your vote plan? We need to go together. But make sure that you're not just taking responsibility for getting yourself to vote, but you're taking responsibility for getting all of your friends and family to vote too. And when we do that, when we show up, we're going to win because we know that overall, especially in the state of Wisconsin, the numbers are in our favor. There's over 1 million voters that prioritize LGBTQ plus equality when deciding who to vote for. We can do this, but we've got to show up and we've got to do it together.
We can do it. We absolutely can. Every vote makes a difference, especially in a state like Wisconsin. And what we've been asking our audience to do, Kelly, is share what they know. Yes. So share what you know about the constitutional amendment that's going to be on Wisconsin's ballot specifically. Share what you know about stories of how women have been impacted by the overturn of Dobbs. Share what you know. It's never been more important. Kelly Robinson is the president of the Human Rights Campaign. Thank you so very much for joining us, Kelly. Really, really appreciate it.
Such a pleasure. Let's go get these votes out.
Let's do it. News is coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Dom Salvia.
Matt Rothschild here. I'm guest hosting on the next Dom Salvia show, and I'm going to be joined by Angela Lang of Black Leaders Organizing for Communities. Please tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They've endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.